are the club president, so you don't mind. You don't mind, Paddy, if I start with the president.
He's highest office, Sergeant.
Listen, I've been talking to you guys throughout the week, and you've been in and out of the media centre, and you've been round the course. And I know in the preview piece, Johnny, I asked you what was your role going to be, and you sort of said you just had to make yourself available, and to smile and talk to people and greet them with the best of an innings show, and I suppose greeting and reception that they can get. What's this like? What's this week been like for you? Tell us, Johnny.
It's been unbelievable. It's something that takes a lifetime to meet so many people, to feel you're so important. Whereas normally you're just a small chap in a small club, but today we're very much massive in a big area. Unbelievable to the amount of people you come across and how much people appreciate meeting you and all the rest of it. Was doing very well.
Yeah, and I'd say the sense of proudness that you have, because you've been around Ballyliffin for a while, so you have Johnny, and to see this whole thing come to fruition and then to have it work the way that it did, and as the tournament has went on, and how Ballyliffin was so successful in hosting this, and how they've put themselves on the world map.
Yes, we have come a long way, and it's great to see it got to the stage. I know, like, last few weeks we were looking forward to it, but when it actually hits, it's much bigger than you realise, and it definitely makes you think where we are and how big we are now in Ballyliffin on the world stage.
Yeah. John Farns telling us earlier in the week, Paddy, that he was getting a bit emotional when he was watching the pictures on the television, particularly on Thursday when it went out there to the world on Sky TV and right across the world on the other stations as well. And was that a similar case for you and for the rest of the club members?
Very much so, Oisin. It was certainly emotional. I, as I said to John myself, I've never seen him lost for words, but he certainly was lost for words on Thursday evening. The pictures going out on Thursday evening were just out of this world. Amazing, amazing pictures, and it certainly was emotional, Oisin. Emotional for all of us, because if Ballyliffin wasn't on the world map, they certainly are now.
And
Not just Ballyliffin, it's Donegal as a whole are certainly on the world map now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's not just about Ballyliffin Golf Club here. The people of Inishowen, the people of the county have the same sense of proudness that they have after what they've seen this week.
Yeah, all the people I've met from every part of Donegal, it's not just Ballyliffin Golf Club. Donegal as a whole feels so proud of the way the event went. Everything has gone so smoothly, and it's portrayed Donegal has just been an amazing place, and we're over the moon, over the moon.
We've got some of the world's biggest names in golf here, like Sir Rory, John Rahm. You two boys are like celebrities. So you are this week. Everyone knows you now at this stage, Johnny.
Yes, I think we'll make it down in history now. The world will know us, but we may not be as famous as John Rahm and McIlroy, but in our own wee world, we feel we're very big now.
Yeah. Thanks for playing on the course, Paddy. It's tested these boys, so it has.
It certainly has. Even on the pro-am on Wednesday, we played in the pro-am with Graham McDowell, and I could see Graham struggling with the greens, struggling to read the greens. It's amazing how you don't take it for granted when you play them greens every week, or in my case, three or four times a week. And it's amazing how you don't take things for granted, that I could see breaks that even Graham and the caddy couldn't see. It's amazing.
Tell us about that pro-am. You just nearly won it. How was the score so impressive? What was the secret behind it, Paddy?
I'll keep that a secret. I'll certainly keep that a secret, Oisin. But we did play very well. We did play very well. 30 under was an amazing score. We played very well. We lost in a break of tie, actually. But we played well. But I'll keep the other secret to myself.
I suppose it's just a pity that the guy was playing along with you, Graham McDowell, that it didn't work out for him this weekend, because when you play 18 holes with a professional and that sort of relaxed environment, you get to know them a lot better, and he would have been one of the guys that you would have been pushing for, that hopefully would pull it off this weekend.
Oh, I'd love to see Graham on in. Nicest lad you could ever ask for. He couldn't have done enough for us on the pro-am. Was amazing. Absolutely amazing. I've chatted him every day before he went out, chatted him when he finished. I'm absolutely disappointed that Graham didn't want it, because he was, the day of the pro-am, Graham played his best golf. Graham never missed a fairway the day of the pro-am, never missed one. And I was asking him that, and he said he was more relaxed that day. When the pressure off comes on, it's that bit harder. And on the pro-am day, Graham didn't look like making a bogey. On the pro-am day, the next day, he had five bogeys. It's just amazing.
It wasn't to be. What's it like up around the clubhouse there, Johnny? Because you've got these big stars all floating about. You've got people here who follow the European Tour right across the continent. What's it like up there? Try to explain to the listeners, the sense and the atmosphere that is up around the clubhouse here at Ballyliffin on these big days.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Most of the members coming along and visitors are trying to meet up with these boys and get to rub shoulders with them to feel they're part of it. And create the atmosphere and get part of it and realise what it is to have a huge event on their own doorstep. Yeah. I think most of the locals have appreciated it very much because they've turned out in their thousands, which is to be seen there, fortunately, the last couple of days. It had a wee bit of rain, but it didn't seem to dampen the crowd of it. Yeah. So they've all looking great up there and still very exciting here today as well.
He wouldn't give away any secrets to the Pro-Am. Can you give us one or two, maybe?
No, Paddy didn't want to tell you anything about the secrets, but see, the big advantage we had, Paddy and myself know one another that well, and we played that long together. That was only a matter of trying to bring the manager and Graham back into it and help us along. Yeah. But they'd done their best, but they knew we would be the main stars of the day.
I would say the general manager might have something different to say about that, Johnny.
I don't think so. No, I couldn't contradict two officers of the club. The manager, his job's on the line if he does.
But saying that, Oisin, it's been an unbelievable experience. You're walking along here this last 4 days, every members are all calling you captain, and it's great, but not alone members, all visitors are all, they still say, how are you doing, Mr. Captain? It's just, you feel out of this world, yeah. It's out of this world, the whole experience.
Yeah. I was talking to European Tour members earlier today as well, and to be honest, they were a wee bit nervous of coming to a new venue that's going to host an event. That's the reality of it. But they're very impressed with how things have worked here and the way the club have the whole thing set up, how the councillor on board, the Gardaí are on board with the traffic plans. It's been, I suppose, a sort of flow to it throughout the entire week, and Ballyliffin has proved that they can host a big event, and we're hoping that maybe this just isn't the only one, Paddy.
Undoubtedly, Oisin, everything has gone that well, from the traffic management plan, the guards, the tour themselves, Ballyliffin Golf Club. There hasn't been a hitch. Everything's gone so smooth. There's no doubt that this place is well able to host any event they want to put here. But we'll see what happens in the future. I think it's just a start.
Yeah. Who's going to win this then today?
Well, I tipped Danny Wallet at the start, but he's, I think, maybe five behind at the minute. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. The guy in front, the South African, Ryan, is it two exceptional rounds, Johnny? 65 and 66 on Friday and Saturday. If he gets off to the same start as the last couple of days, will he be hard to catch?
He definitely will, especially with the trick of the greens for the putting point of view. If he can produce yesterday's round again, I can't see anybody getting even close to him. So I would say he's looking a hot favourite at the moment, so put your money on him.
Are you giving him any tips for you?
No, unfortunately he didn't ask for me, which surprised me quite a bit.
But listen, if he's struggling and go as far as the back nine, you could get a phone call, Johnny.
Well, maybe I'd be too nervous to give him a phone call at that stage, because I expect he got this far in his own power. I hope he'll get the rest of the way.
Yeah, listen guys, it's a big day here, so it is. It's the final day. There'll be the presentation to come at around 5 o'clock. You guys will be there, and you'll be in front and centre representing Ballyliffin Golf Club. And when that occasion comes later today, that's going to be, listen, we've done it, we've got here, we've held a European Tour event, and many congratulations to you to Johnny and Paddy as president and captain, because he's have worked very hard, and well done, and many congratulations, and enjoy the rest of this occasion.
Thank you very much, Oisin.
Thank you very much.
I would like to thank Highland Radio, yourself, Oisin, for the coverage. It's been amazing.